I'm Neil Munday, and I would like to welcome you all to Suzy Radio this Christmas Day as I introduce the traditional service of nine lessons and carols recorded earlier this month at St Nicholas's Church, Godston. The church itself sits on the site of an original Saxon settlement and is located about half a mile from the village of Godston today. The service is made up of readings and popular carols, plus some brilliant pieces performed by the choir under the two organists and musical director. Unfortunately, as we find ourselves once again in the grips of this pandemic, many of the congregation could not attend, and the service itself was recorded with current COVID regulations for places of worship in force at the time. Huge thanks go to the Reverend Peter O'Connell, who presides over the service, for allowing this to take place. Let us join in now as the choir lead us into the first carol. I'm sure this is one of your favourites. Once in Royal David's City.
Thank you. We have come together as Christmas draws near to prepare for the celebration of the birth of God's beloved Son. Through the days of Advent, we have followed the light of Christ, and now we travel in spirit with Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem to acclaim with a multitude of the heavenly host the coming of the Prince of Peace. Through scripture and silence, prayer and song, let us hear again the wonderful story of our redemption. And hearing, let us rejoice and respond with lively faith. Almighty God, you make us glad with a yearly remembrance of the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him, when he shall come to be our Judge, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is taken from the third chapter of the book of Genesis. The man and the woman heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The man named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made garments of skin for the man and for his wife, and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "See, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil, and now he might reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken.
Thank you. is taken from the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis. God's promise to Abraham. The angel of the law called to Abraham from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, saith the law, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore, and your offspring shall possess at the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Yes. from chapter 9 of the book of Isaiah, the prophecy of the Messiah's birth. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Lesson is taken from the 5th chapter of the book of Micah. The Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. You, O Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you shall come forth for me one who will be ruler over Israel, one whose origins are from old, from ancient days. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears her son, and the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth.
Thank you. lesson is taken from the first chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, the Annunciation of Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
The lesson is taken from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, the birth of Jesus. In those days a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The seventh lesson is taken from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds are sent by the angels. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Lord, shepherds, watch their flocks by night. Lord, see to their The eighth lesson is taken from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. The Magi are led by a star. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east, came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
The final lesson is taken from the first chapter of the Gospel according to John, the incarnation of the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into him, being in him, was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, all who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Eternal God, in your faithful and enduring love, you call us to share in your gracious covenant in Jesus Christ. In obedience, we hear and accept your commands. In love, we seek to do your perfect will. With joy, we offer ourselves anew to you. We are no longer our own, but yours. And may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and of Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you all and remain with you always. Amen.
Concluding the service of nine lessons and carols from St. Nicholas Church in Godston, organist Adam Field performs the Organ Voluntary, which is the final from Symphony No. 1, Opus 14 in D minor by Louis Vierne, 1870 to 1937. This service was recorded with grateful thanks to the Reverend Peter O'Connell of St Nicholas's Church, Godstone, on Sunday the 19th of December 2021. Musical director Adam Field. Organists Patrick Cole and Adam Field. The choir, sopranos and treble, Caleb O'Connell, Lizzie O'Connell, Alice O'Connell, Rita Hale, Alex Younger, Caroline Coles, Diane Hoy, Evelyn Randall, Liz Windridge, and Laura Woods. Altos, Helen O'Connell, Stephanie Cole, Kate Johnston. Bass, Patrick Cole, Richard Coles. Grateful thanks to the readers of the nine lessons, in order, Karen Jackson, Catherine Hoon, Jean Goddard, Leslie Head, Louise Case, Lizzie O'Connell, Ed Williams, Caroline Coles, and the Reverend Peter O'Connell. Special thanks to the congregation and people of Godstone and all involved behind the scenes at St Nicholas's Church. For Susie Radio, engineering Neil Monday. Programme director Jeff Rogers. Equipment supply Outdoor Sound Company. On behalf of everyone at Susie Radio, may I wish you all a safe and merry Christmas.